Om Shanti. The Importance of Putting a Full Stop, Part 1. In a small town in Tibet, a troop of monkeys descended in chattering packs down from the hills, swinging rapidly from tree branch to tree branch just before daybreak. They moved lower down the hills towards the villages below, in search of food, and it seemed in search of childlike mischief. They sneered each other, screaming and pouncing on each other and beating on the corrugated metal roofs of the Tibetan homes, and thereby awakening everyone and signaling the start of a new day. Throughout the remainder of the day, their playful behavior was non-stop, chasing, climbing, swinging in the trees, endless tumbling and jumping one on the other, and the games with food never stopped. Pity the small child, a child or unsuspecting visitor who has just purchased a banana or mango from a vendor and is walking toward home with her fruit in hand. Seemingly from nowhere, the clever monkey would fly in from behind, snatch the fruit from the startled human's hand, and race away to the nearest tree to gobble down the food. And even as the monkey eats, he too has to flee the attacks of other monkeys, who would in turn steal the fruit from him. It is an endless cycle of games and activity that continues, unabated, until dark begins to settle over the hills, when the monkeys, still in full play, commence their noisy return to the mountain tops for the night. I like to ask the question, is this the image of a person's untamed mind and overactive monkey? Perhaps not, you would tell me, but it could also happen sometimes when our mind is in overdrive. Yes, an overdrive mind, that is a mind which is too active, thinking too much. The question is, how can we meditators, how can we BKs not only become peaceful, but powerful enough to put a full stop as and when we want, and for however long we want? That is our aim, isn't it? And this aim is becoming more crucial, more important, as time is getting more delicate, as the world is becoming more complicated, and also the cycle is coming closer and closer to its final chapter. So today the topic is the importance of putting a full stop. Well, we know a full stop is always used to end a sentence. It is a dot. The full stop indicates that a point has been made and that you are about to move on to further explanations or a related point. It is the simplest, the easiest punctuation mark as compared to other punctuation marks like the question mark, exclamation mark, brackets, semicolon, etc. And many times Baba has said in the Muli that even a small child knows how to put a full stop. But, however, what happens? We are not able to do that. We are not able to transform the self at that time. We are not able to put a full stop. Instead, we put a comma, thinking, it is all right. I understand this. Or on seeing others, we put an exclamation mark of surprise, thinking, even this does happen, does it? Should it be like this? Or we put a Q. Q in Hindi means why. So we put a Q of question marks. We make a Q of questions. And instead of a full stop, we have gone into a lot of unnecessary expansion. Then a lot of time and energy are wasted, which eventually made us feel so drained and exhausted, confused sometimes and becoming unstable. We get disheartened, and worse still, at that moment, we begin to feel so distant from Baba. We can't reach Baba in our thoughts. We could not even feel Baba's presence, not to mention his blessings upon us, and definitely we cannot even see the inheritance that Baba is giving us. The connection got broken at that time. So, first of all, let us look at why Baba has time and again asked us to apply a full stop. Why is it so important to put a full stop? What are the benefits of mastering this? Surely, I think by knowing and understanding this clearly, we will experience the utmost necessity to master it. And so today, I will share with you, there are 10 points of the importance of mastering the practice of putting a full stop. First is the power. When we master it, we have the power to control the self. The full stop is actually a very powerful tool to control the self. Because by putting a full stop, we save our time, our energy, the treasure of our thoughts, powers, virtues, and so on. And when we do not spend unnecessarily, when we are able to save those treasures, we accumulate so much treasures in our spiritual bank. So the first thing is, by putting a full stop, we are able to accumulate. And second is, by putting a full stop, we can prevent the self from the different types of spinning of Maya, and thereby we can have an authority over Maya. In the Avyakmuli of 18 September 1985, Baba specifically emphasized the importance of going beyond the spinning of Maya. Baba said, otherwise we will not be able to come under the canopy of Baba's protection. Maya spinning means the many types of spinning of wasteful thoughts of the awareness of our own body, the spinning of laukic and alaukic relations, the spinning of nature and sanskars of our many births, and nature and sanskars of others, and the spinning of the attractions of matter and the elements, this kind of spinning will deprive us. This kind of spinning will deprive us, it will prevent us from being a Swadarshan Chakradhari, a spinner of the discus of self-realization, and thereby become a master of the globe. So Baba said, those souls who have wasteful spinning would not have a crown of light on their head, but instead will be carrying a bucket of many types of obstacles. They would constantly experience a burden on their head. That is, they would constantly experience this in their intellect. So what happened then? Such souls would constantly be in debt and would be ill, spiritually ill, and also leads to physical illness. Their face and forehead, Baba said, would constantly have a question mark. And when we have a question mark, how do we look like? We look sick, we look ill, isn't it? So they would constantly be asking, why, what, how, in every aspect. Baba said their intellect would not be able to become stable for even a second. So this is why it is so important to apply a full stop immediately instead of allowing Maya to climb over our heads and then trying so hard to get rid of her after that. By that time, so much damage has been done. And when we are able to apply a full stop, the third point is, it's easier for us to connect the yoga of our intellect with Baba. The full stop is a very powerful break, which will enable us to stop all waste in a second and instantly connect with Baba. Otherwise, the yoga of our intellect will keep wandering here and there. Let's be honest, when we sit in meditation, say for half an hour or 1 hour, how much of that time are we totally focused on Baba? What percentage of our meditation is actually accurate yoga? Very often, not a good percentage. That is because we have not mastered the art of putting a full stop yet. And therefore, because of that, we are very often, our intellect's yoga got broken, even though we earnestly, at that time while sitting in yoga, want to connect with Baba powerfully, we are not able to do so. Because we have such wasteful thinking throughout the day, and not putting a break or applying a full stop there and then. And because of that, the fourth thing is, we cannot be a ruler of the self. So ruling power over the self is what we can attain when we put a full stop, powerful full stop. If we do not have the habit of putting a full stop, we will also not have ruling power over the self. With the power of a full stop, we will be able to make the subtle powers of the ministers, that is our mind, our intellect and sanskars, they would be able to function according to our orders if we are able to put a full stop. These powers are our special workers. And these three special powers, our workers, are our main cooperative workers. When these three workers work on a signal that I, the soul, the king, the one with a right to the kingdom, give them, then our kingdom will constantly function correctly. When our break is powerful, when we are able to put a full stop period, and not a dot and dragging on, you know, sometimes when we want to put a full stop, instead of a dot, the dot keeps dragging on. But no, stop means stop. When we are able to do that, then we will have ruling power over our workers. Our physical senses will then naturally move along accordingly on the right path. So the power to put a full stop will enable us to be a true king. Otherwise, our kingdom will shake. And we really have to make our subtle powers, the ministers, function according to our orders. If from now our royal court functions accurately, we would not need to go to the court of Dharamraj. And Baba said, what about Dharamraj? Sometimes jokingly, Baba said, Dharamraj will welcome you. We don't want that, do we? But however, if we don't have controlling power now, we will have to go to the land of Dharamraj to pay our fine at the end. And what is that fine? The fine will be the punishment. The punishment we have to face, we have to endure. So, therefore, become refined by putting a full stop and you will not be fined. You will not be punished. And well, the fifth thing is that we will become easy yogi, carefree emperor. Can you see the image of an easy yogi? The image of an easy yogi is that the person is carefree. Nothing worries him or her. And this is only possible if we have mastered the practice of applying a full stop in a second. For example, if anything happens and we are not able to put a full stop, if we even have a slight doubt in the mind, we will become unstable. We will then be very far from being an easy yogi, not to mention a carefree emperor. I am sure you have heard of Brahma Baba's story of how he had only one strength and one support. And on this basis, he became faithful, the number one victorious soul. Because of his surrender, his intellect always remained light. There was no burden. His mind was carefree. On his face, we constantly saw the clear signs of a carefree emperor. You have heard of this before. The story about the beggary days in the early days of the Yaya. There were 350 children, and during that beggary period, they had no flour to prepare food, and the children had to be served on time. Can anyone remain carefree in such a situation? They had the system at that time where the bell would ring at 1 o'clock for lunch, and there was no flour even until 11 o'clock. Who would remain carefree? But Baba, Brahma Baba, remained cheerful and unshakable, thinking it is Baba's responsibility and not mine. I belong to Shiv Baba, and the children are also Baba's. I am just an instrument. Who else would have such faith and certainty? That was because Brahma Baba was able to put a full stop to all the waste and unnecessary thoughts. There were only powerful thoughts in his mind that Shiv Baba is a constant protector and benefactor. And so there was flower in time, and the bell did ring, and everyone passed. This is known as not raising a question mark, of not taking a wrong path. Because when we raise a question mark, we take the wrong path. And so Brahma Baba did not raise any question mark and not taking the wrong path, but of always putting the dot of benefit, a full stop. So the full stop is a dot of benefit. With this method, everything became easy. So this example clearly illustrates the great importance of putting a full stop no matter what happens. And we know Baba has said many times, everything will happen suddenly. So this is the sixth point. Baba has told us many times that everything will happen suddenly. Our final examination will occur suddenly. In Lokic studies, students are told the day, the time, and they know the place of the examination, but they do not know the question paper. Here, in this spiritual study, we are aware of the question paper, the paper of suddenly, but we do not know the date and the time when the paper will appear. We do not know that. When is our examination? It could be any time. As Baba said, it could be suddenly. We also do not know the place of the exam. That is, it can happen anywhere. While we are sitting, while we are walking, or when destruction, when the war starts. We do not know. Such is the uniqueness. And hence, we have to prepare very well in advance. If we have not practiced fully applying a full stop, but continue to take things casually as before, we will then not be able to face the paper of suddenly. This means we have to be ever ready. And ever ready means the ability to apply a full stop in a second. Not even half or a quarter or a second, but instantaneously. We should only have one thought. Baba, we should only have one thought, and that is, Baba, I am coming with you. That's it. And seventh point is, our final thoughts will lead us to our destination. We have heard of it so many times, and sometimes so casually that we don't even give importance to this. Our final thoughts will lead us to our destination. Baba said, the drama is now coming to an end. We are to return home. And Baba has come to take everyone back home, just as a bridegroom comes to take his bride home. So what should our final thoughts be at the end? obviously being stabilized on one and only one Baba, nothing and no one else. Baba said, otherwise we fail. And for that, the practice of putting a full stop is without doubt the most essential thing we need to do now. Because it will not happen at the final moments. When we want to put a full stop, you think finally you can just do it? No, it needs to be practiced over a long period of time. And if we have not continually practiced doing that, there is still time. Baba said the too late board is not up yet. We can still practice and by that time be able to master it. And eight is wiseless intellect and our wireless set. What is happening now with this COVID-19 is just a rehearsal. The final paper has yet to come. For when the final moment comes, there will be no facilities at all. All the scientific equipments, the mobile phone, the TV, internet, nothing will be there. All scientific inventions will finish. There will be deficiency, scarcity, and lack of all facilities. Scientific paraphernalia, all digital business will be out soon. The situation everywhere in the whole world is already bad now, but it will be worse later on. Even now, we never know what is going to happen. Baba has said that a day will come soon when our wiseless intellect will be our wireless set. We therefore really need to prepare. We need to pack up. We need to put a full stop and apply a dot and not wait until that time and expect that we can pack up and put a full stop. No. All the preparations have to be made now. Otherwise, our intellect will not be able to work to catch the signal, to catch the signals from Baba. And nine, blessings from the self, blessings from the family, blessings from the Father. If we are able to put a full stop, the result is that we're able to get blessings from all three. It is really wonderful that by putting a full stop, by offering the self to change first, I would receive blessings in three ways. Firstly, we receive blessings from our own self because we would experience happiness, which means to receive blessings. Secondly, from the Father. And thirdly, we also receive blessings from the elevated souls of the Brahmin family. Because when we put a full stop, we are not questioning others, we are not questioning the self, we are not going into upheaval with anyone. And Baba asks, if we do that, does this mean to die? Or rather, we attain. Does it mean to die by putting a full stop and closing the subject and not to go into conflict? No. You not only attain something, but you accumulate a huge income for the future. Baba said, it is very important to increase the effort of putting a full stop and bring about transformation at a fast speed. Do not bring about carelessness. transform the callousness and become alert. By putting the full stop, we become alert. That is, we use the dot and not a question mark or an exclamation mark, and thereby accumulate multi-millions. And 10th point is, by putting the full stop, it means we become an angel and then a deity. What is the special aim that remains in front of us? We cannot become deities without becoming angels. So our aim now is to become an angel. The perfect form of the confluence age is an angel who will then become a deity. We know the definition of an angel. It means one who is light, so light in relationships, light in sanskaras, and light in our thoughts while in this old Dhammapadan world. An angel means not just to be light in our sanskaras, old sanskaras, nature and the world, but to have lightness while coming into relationship with everyone and with everyone's nature and sanskaras. And the basis of this lightness is the ability to constantly put a full stop in any situation, any circumstances, any relationship, whatsoever it may be, we are able to put a full stop and therefore remain light and then become an angel and a deity. So we can see now how important is the full stop, applying the full stop instantly and not dragging on and questioning and getting surprised in any situation. Before I end the class, I have a story about the silent hero. This is a story that happened long ago in South India. Once there was a devotee whose name was Tatwaraya. Tatwaraya encountered a very beautiful master in his life whose name was Swarupananda. This master, Swarupananda, never ever speak. He never spoke. As a human being, before he became a guru, he spoke here and there. But then, as a guru, he never spoke. He was a silent master. The devotee Tatwaraya found tremendous bliss and joy in being with his guru. And with the love and joy he received from the guru's silence, he composed a Bharani. A Bharani is a certain composition in Tamil, which is generally composed only for great heroes. A few days passed, they sat quietly together. After about 8 days, all of them just sitting quietly, Swarupananda moved his mind. Society reacted and protested that a Bharani cannot be composed for a man who has never even opened his mouth, who has not done anything except sitting there quietly. This can be composed only for a great hero, one who has slain 1,000 elephants, those olden days. A hero is one who slain 1,000 elephants. And this man had never even opened his mouth. How can he be a hero? How can we have Barani for him. Surely he doesn't deserve a Barani. Tattva Raya said, no, my master deserves more than this, but this is all I can give him. There was a big argument and debate in the town about this. Then Tattva Raya decided the only way to settle this issue was to take these people who opposed him, take these people to his master, Swarupananda. His guru was sitting quietly under a tree. All of them went and sat there, and Tattva Raya explained the problem. He told the guru, people are protesting because I composed a Barani in your honor. They say it is supposed to be composed only for great heroes. The master heard all of this and just sat quietly. All of them sat quietly. Hours passed by. They sat quietly. A few days passed by. They were still sitting there quietly. After about 8 days, all of them just sitting quietly. Swarupananda moved his mind. At that point, everyone's thought process became active. Then they realized a true hero is someone who has tamed those rutting elephants, those wild elephants that you call the mind and the ego. A hero is someone who is able to tame the wild elephants, who are the mind, which is the mind and the ego. And both these elephants were silent for 8 days for everyone, just by sitting with the master. So those who came to protest, to argue, they were also able to keep silent and master their mind while just being beside the guru. So they said, yes, this is the man who truly deserves a Barani. So now that we know the great importance in applying a full stop in our mind, in situations and practically in all aspects of our lives, we then now need to know how to do it, how to apply a full stop. How can we master it in our lives so that it becomes natural? In the next class, I will share with you the different yuktis of putting a full stop, not just putting a full stop, but putting it so firmly that it will not become a question mark or an exclamation mark. Om Shanti.